Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, there is $212,380 now in the lockbox.
You know what, David? This is the time. I feel it. People are coming up to me on the street and saying, we got to do it. And I love it when somebody says, we've got to do it, because it really does reflect the community spirit of WAMC and the fact that we're all in this together, as I have said 10,000 times. You know, you really have a radio station because everybody who listens to it feels that they should put a little something in. And I that's what I love. I don't care if it's $5 or $1,000, and plenty of people are doing a lot, to be honest with you. One man from Northwest Connecticut, we call him Mr. Big, said $25,000. He's made a tremendous offer if we can do this. Well, we're a little more than $100,000 away. Think about it, David. We've made $100,000 in a day, many times here at WAMC. So we could do it. And as I have said again and again and again, when somebody comes up to me on the street and says, how come you guys are taking so much time raising all this money? I say, did you put any money into the lockbox? So there you are. Go to WAMC.org and click on the lockbox. It's done.
Troubles with veterans' health care, Alan. The New York Times is editorializing this one, and they say the allegations that hospitals falsify data to hide long wait times for veterans are disgraceful. If true, President Obama has to punish those responsible.
Well, under normal circumstances, the Times could be relied on to be supportive of President Obama. But I think there are a lot of people who feel that Obama ran. He promised to make the VA into a new VA for the 21st century. And, you know, as much as people like the man and appreciate where he is in the political spectrum, I think everybody agrees that this is really a very dangerous political territory for him, which is why he came out and was so vehement about making these corrections and making sure that this thing was going to work, and that, quote, and he used words like, we have to punish people who have falsified data and the rest. So I think this is a tough one for him, and I think all stops will be pulled out to make it right.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Wednesday selected former Congresswoman Kathy Hochul from Western New York to join the Democratic ticket as the party's candidate for lieutenant governor.
Well, clearly somebody had to walk the plank. The existing Lieutenant Governor Duffy was out, and now Cuomo, who has put tremendous resources and effort into Buffalo and to the western side of the state, and now does this thing exemplary, takes a woman to run, and also somebody who comes from that portion of the state. It makes an awful lot of sense politically, and if there's one thing that Andrew Cuomo is good at, it's politics and playing the odds.